You're listening to the Family Matters Podcast, brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Join Derek A. Straker and Patrick Webb weekly for faith-fueled conversations about pressing issues, current events, and politics in the Big Sky State. When it comes to faith and freedom, family really matters. Welcome back to the Family Matters Podcast. Derek A. Straker joined in studio again, as always.
With the one and only.
The one and only Patrick Webb. How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm glad to be back in recording the podcast with you. We've got a lot to cover today. Want to kind of jump right in.
Let's do it.
We're going to talk about CI-128. If you don't know what that is, Google it first, but we'll tell you also on the podcast, this is the constitutional initiative that's being pushed by Planned Parenthood of Montana and the ACLU. This is their brainchild. And what this one would do is enshrine abortion in our Montana Constitution. So we're going to talk all about the ins and outs of what this does, what they are working on here in the state, what you can do to help fight against it, and we're going to cover it from A to Z. So,
yeah, we've discussed this in the past, but it's been a couple months, I think, since we've really covered it and given a good update on where everything's at. So we felt it was really needed.
Yeah, you know, we covered this in one of our early episodes back in January of this year, and you can still listen to that episode and get kind of the status at that time. But it's advanced considerably from that point. Back in January, this was still tied up in the courts. Actually, it hadn't even been challenged in the courts at that point. It was being evaluated by the Attorney General's office to see whether or not the text was legally sufficient. So we're not talking about constitutional or unconstitutional. We're talking about whether or not it's legally sufficient, which is a subtle distinction. In any event, the Attorney General found that it was not legally sufficient. The ballot committee put together by Planned Parenthood of Montana, it's called Montanans Securing Reproductive Rights. That's their ballot committee. Now, MSRR, they challenged that determination by the Attorney General in court. And it took about a month and a half for the Montana Supreme Court to issue their opinion. Of course, predictably, our Montana Supreme Court, very, very progressive. They ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood of Montana, and they found that it actually was legally sufficient.
We're very grateful, though, that they took their time to really look over that case, though.
Yeah, certainly I'm not complaining with the amount of time that they spent. But you know, reasonable minds may differ, and even unreasonable minds may differ. I certainly disagree with how they evaluated the case and their opinion, but that's okay. They're in the black robes, and I'm not. But the fact of the matter is, I think I'm more partisan, and I think they are partisan as well. But let's set that aside.
Yeah.
Moving forward, the Attorney General had the opportunity to make sure the ballot statement accurately informed voters about what the initiative did. The Attorney General took a look at the kind of deceptive language that had been put forth by Planned Parenthood of Montana, because this ballot statement is supposed to be basically the tweet, the short snippet of, hey, voter, this is what this initiative will do. This is how this initiative will change the Constitution. Well, Planned Parenthood's version said things like, well, this just affirms the right to abortion, the right to make decisions about a pregnant person's pregnancy, not a woman's pregnancy, including the right to abortion. Even though, you know, this doesn't affirm anything. It's not about affirming anything. It's creating wholly new and expanded rights, and multiple rights at that. It said things like, well, this does not limit the state's ability to regulate abortion unless a healthcare professional determines that the abortion is necessary in their, quote, good faith judgment. Well, what does that mean? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. And, you know, for that matter, nobody knows what healthcare professional means because it's not defined. Does that mean your doctor? Does that mean your dentist? Does that mean your financial advisor? Are we talking about financial health? What are we talking about here? I mean, it really is that vague. You know, predictably, again, this was challenged after the attorney general rewrote it and rewrote the ballot statement to make sure that voters in Montana would know exactly what this does. This creates new rights. This prevents the government from regulating abortion. This would allow for partial birth abortion, late-term abortion, including dismemberment abortion. It's a complete expansion of the types of abortion procedures that would be allowed in Montana. There's also an argument that this could allow for new rights related to transgender ideology, that this could be camel's nose under the tent or a foot in the door, so to speak, for codification and of transgender rights in our Montana Constitution. You know, there's certainly that argument.
And when you say transgender rights, you mean like access to hormone blockers and destructive surgery.
That's right.
And potentially for minors.
Potentially for minors.
Potentially without parental consent for minors.
Right. And speaking of parental consent, throw that out the window. Because if you think as a parent you have a right to notice and consent before your daughter has an abortion, well, you don't if this gets passed, if CI 128 gets passed. The attorney general wanted to make sure that the public knew, was actually informed that that's what this does. But our Montana Supreme Court said, no, you don't get to tell the public what this does. We actually like the deceptive language from Planned Parenthood of Montana, and we're pretty much going to go with that. They changed two words. But the Supreme Court basically rewrote the ballot initiative. So then it proceeded from there. The Supreme Court also along the way said that the Montana legislature wasn't necessary, wasn't a necessary part of the process, that the legislature's statute, which requires that the legislature hold a interim committee hearing on the constitutional initiative before it proceeds to signature gathering, that part of the process wasn't necessary. And basically they boxed out the legislature from this process. Now, the legislature did, in fact, have that hearing. There was only one person who showed up in support of the initiative. And there were dozens and dozens of people that spoke against it.
Yeah, there was, everyone was given 2 minutes apiece, and there was over an hour's worth of testimony of people opposing it, total.
There were even pro-choice advocates who testified in opposition to this initiative, which is incredible to think about. Yeah. Like, this is even too aggressive and too expansive for pro-choice advocates.
Yeah.
This is too much. It's a bridge too far. So after that, we began the signature gathering process. And that's where we are right now until June 21st of this year. So just with all that background in mind, what is the signature gathering process? Right now, Montanans Securing Reproductive Rights, along with a group called Landslide Political, which is an out-of-state organization that is hiring paid signature gatherers. They're going to places like Kalispell, Missoula, Butte, here in Lewis and Clark County in Helena, Billings, Bozeman, basically the bigger cities in Montana, and they have paid signature gatherers that are walking around in public places, and they're going to stop people and say, hey, you should sign my petition. Help protect reproductive rights. Help defend women's reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. That's how they're pitching this, reproductive rights.
And usually people are signing without any more conversation than that.
Right. Right. They're not asking questions. Well, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. You know, that's how they're pitching this.
That is also like you went over the language and the whole battle between the courts and everything. People need to know, and I think a lot of people know this already, but they wanted this to be broad. They wanted this to be a cover with very broad, open language so that it would not be clear to the voter what it is. They do this intentionally.
Yeah.
They have no goal to try to inform people of the consequences of this law. They would prefer that all of the people who vote on this constitutional initiative thought that it was just a quote-unquote cleanup bill. We hear that in the legislative session a lot. People will come up and they'll say, this is just a cleanup bill, when in reality, if it passes, the consequences are vast and pretty dire for the state. And that is the exact situation of this. They want people to think that it's not a big deal. They're just quote-unquote protecting reproductive rights. But in reality, they have written something so broad that they are going to use it for decades and decades and decades to come to strip our liberties and destroy our Montana culture.
Right. Yeah, no, that is the truth.
Yeah.
I think, you know, oftentimes these arguments from progressives and from evil concepts like abortion, like killing a baby in the womb, it's not right. But it depends on a lie. It depends on a lie that, no, this is just a clump of cells. Mm-hmm. It depends on a lie that, you know, if you sacrifice this child, it will allow you to live the life or have the dreams or the things that you want. Yeah. If you sacrifice this child.
Yeah.
It's a lie. But what is the truth?
Such a disgusting lie too. I mean, and anyone who's been able to have the blessing to like feel their baby moving, either, you know, women inside their own bellies or men just putting their hand on top of the stomach, like, and feeling movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's life. That is a imager of God that is ready to come out into this world and ready to do some amazing things if they'll have the freedoms to do so and the life to be able to do it.
It's pretty special for me. Obviously we just had a little baby last week, a little baby girl. So this is, you know, particularly, salient for me right now. It's right at home.
Yeah.
But what is the truth? What is the truth about CI-128? It would create a right to unlimited abortion. It would create a constitutional right to unlimited abortion. So no longer would this notion that, you know, we have to overturn Armstrong here in the state of Montana. You know, that's our Roe versus Wade here in Montana. That's thrown out the window. We would have to change the Constitution to get rid of this right, the so-called right to abortion. And what is unlimited abortion? It's, you know, partial birth abortion, dismemberment abortion, late term abortion. You know, certainly there's a federal ban, right, on partial birth abortion, but, you know, that can change. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a constitutional right to unlimited abortion here in the state of Montana, that's exactly what the abortionists want. This is an abortionist dream in terms of an initiative. What's the truth about healthcare professional in CI-128? Well, no one really knows because it's undefined. So this could mean a doctor. It could mean a nurse, a dentist, a chiropractor, physical therapist, paramedic. They can approve an abortion at any stage of pregnancy, full term. Mm-hmm. You know, we currently in Montana, it's a free viability state. And, you know, we can get into a discussion on another episode about what does viability mean. And, you know, that line of viability has changed over the years, but this is you know, regardless of viability, post free doesn't matter. It's at any stage of pregnancy. Now, the other truth is this would increase taxpayer funding of abortion. Undoubtedly. We are going to be paying for it. Another truth, this is going to provide safe harbor for predators and sex traffickers. They will be protected when they force victims to obtain an abortion. And parents, we mentioned this earlier, they're not going to be entitled to notice or consent before their daughter obtains an abortion. And finally, we've covered this as well, but there are some reproductive care implications. There's at least an argument that the text of this constitutional initiative is so broad. Terms like pregnancy outcomes. What does that mean? What is a pregnancy outcome? Does it mean the right to become pregnant? Mm-hmm. And things like pregnant patient, they won't say the word woman in this initiative. Well, does that mean men can be pregnant according to this initiative? There are reproductive care implications that touch on whether or not this creates a constitutional right, or it's at least a foot in the door to creating a constitutional right to access to puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and radical, irreversible gender reassignment surgeries.
Yeah. So you were mentioning that, you know, the signature process kicked off. It was about April 18th that they held their kind of launch party to kind of get that moving. Where we're at right now is they have dozens of paid individuals, some out-of-staters, some people that have been associated with Planned Parenthood and ACLU in the past, as former staffers and things like that, that are now getting paid to do this. And they are, as we understand, they're paying these individuals upwards of $30 an hour to go out and, you know, again, it feels like they're just straight up trying to deceive people, but deceive people and get them to sign these things. They are in the top counties. They walk around with a clipboard, with sheets, petition sheets for several of the surrounding counties, because they have to have individuals sign on the proper sheet of the county that they are in, that they're registered to vote in. And they're trying to get 61,000 about signatures by June 21st. And they are targeting large events. They are targeting locations where there are lots of people gathered, county courthouses, city, county buildings, where people are going in to register to vote or fill out their registration for their cars or titles. They're going to, you know, mall locations, outdoor, indoor, any place that you can think of where people are gathering in public space, they are at. And again, they're being deceptive and trying to just get as many people to sign it as possible. Undoubtedly, there are people that, you know, consider themselves to be pro-life that are signing this because they're being deceived. And they are kind of gaining momentum and strength as the days go on. And we, as the Montana Family Foundation, have organized a ballot committee that is called the Montana Life Defense Fund. And we have been operating to do everything we can to prevent this from gaining access to the ballot.
Right.
And that is a pretty large strategic effort that's largely focused on engaging in the legal process of the signature approvals on these petitions. But there's a pretty massive grassroots effort taking place right now across the state. And I'd like to just touch a little bit on that to, you know, make our listeners aware if there, many of them are part of this effort, but there's, you know, hopefully some people who are not that want to know how to get plugged in.
Yeah, this is, and for those listening, look, when we say grassroots, that's a buzzword for, this is how you can get involved. If you have an interest in defending life and protecting the unborn right now here in the state of Montana, the next 6 weeks are paramount. If you can spare, you know, a couple hours even, you know, every week for the next 6 weeks, let us know. Get in touch. If you'd like to defend the unborn in your area and you know where signature gatherers are, you've seen them, you know, we have opportunities for you to get involved. You know, the other side, we know they have about 50 people now employed as signature gatherers by Montana's Securing Reproductive Rights, by Landslide Political, Planned Parenthood of Montana, and the ACLU of Montana. That's their entire team, 50 people for the entire state of paid signature gatherers. Folks, we can outperform them, okay? We can do it. We know we can get more than 50 people
right
from around the state to track their movements, to be out there to observe and make sure that this process has integrity. That's what this is about. Okay. If they gather the signatures, that's one thing. But we want to make sure that the process has integrity.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this at the beginning and then I'll say it again after. If you want to get involved and it, you know, if you think, I have to go out and I have to confront people, there are ways that you can help if you're not comfortable doing that. So please get involved. You can text LIFE to, this is just my phone number, 406-599-8938. Text LIFE and I will reach out to you. I'll get on a phone call with you and we'll talk about how you can get involved locally and what you think you could offer. We need all types of people helping. There is very likely a group near you that is already engaged, and I would like to get you connected to them. So what we are doing is I have been doing trainings, dozens of trainings now at this point, to get people plugged in. And what we are doing is, as Derek was mentioning, we're trying to ensure this process has integrity. And the way that we're doing that is we are actually going out to where these individuals are signing people up, and we are informing them, if we confirm that they are indeed signing people up for CI-128, we are informing them that we are going to record them. In Montana, you have to announce that you are recording if you are recording someone in even a public space. And so we are announcing that we are recording people because we want to make sure that if we witness or document something that is being done illegally, that we have a mechanism to provide proof and evidence during that reporting process to push back on that. So we are, and we have recording devices that we are connecting people with so that they have the ability to do that. But this could also be done just on your regular cell phone. Once you confirm that they are indeed signing up people on CI-128 and you announce that you're recording, you're just going to hang out. And that's what people are doing across the state. People will go up, they'll see where they're at, they'll announce their recording, and they just hang out and watch the process. Now, what we are seeing on the ground is that every time we announce that we're recording, it is a bright light that we are shining on the process. And it seems that they don't like that transparency and that light. And they will very oftentimes scurry and flee. And they will walk away. They will, sometimes they get a little bit upset. But we are completely within our legal rights. We're not harassing them. We're not blocking signature process at all. This is our legal right as citizens of Montana to be able to ensure the integrity of this signature gathering process.
That's absolutely correct.
And so this is disruptive just in being a process that shines a light on what they are doing. That disruption in them not out, you know, getting out and actually signing up every person that comes by because they are actually trying to walk away from our people or get away from the camera, prevents them from getting signatures. When we multiply this across multiple people doing this in each county where they're at, we can stop them from getting this on the ballot. We can stop CI-128.
Well, and let's be clear, because we're not disrupting anything. You know, if you're observing and recording, you're not disrupting. The disruption is self-induced on their side.
Right.
For some reason, folks, they don't want to, you know, have somebody watching to make sure that the process has integrity. For some reason, they don't want to be on camera. If they had nothing to hide, they wouldn't run. And we've literally had signature gatherers that have taken off at full sprint to get away from people that have been observing. They scurry. They go to police officers and say, they're harassing. And then when the police talk to our folks, they say, yeah, you're well within your legal right. Just, you know, don't say anything. You're not harassing. You can observe. You can make sure that the process has integrity. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. But listen, when you confront the lies and this evil out there, just know that they are going to scurry and squirm and try and get away. But you're not disrupting.
Yeah.
They are. They're disrupting themselves.
Yep. Yep. And everyone should know that we have evidence that this is working. Our strategy is working. It's worked in the beginning phase, as Derek was mentioning early on, being able to delay them for so long. And we are seeing right now that the process on the ground in the field is working as well. However, in order to win this, we need you. Whoever you are listening right now, we need you. We will not win if people choose at this moment to sit on the sideline. We need every single person who has a conscience to protect the preborn, to protect our state, to get in the fray. We need you. So again, please text LIFE to 406-599-8938. And I will get you connected to people in your group, and we'll figure out a way that you can get involved. Hey, if you like to bake and you're like, hey, I hate going out in public as it is, but maybe you like to bake at home and you like to bake goods for guests that come over and you want to bring some baked goods to people who are going to be running a signature verification party, where they're going to be pouring over the names that are turned in, and you just want to help provide some, you know, cookies or food to some people, or you have a space that we can use. That is the type of help that we need to win this thing. And again, we have probably hundreds of people across the state right now engaged in this process. But we need you. We need a movement. We need as they are continuing to build and grow their momentum, we need to continue to do the same thing and outmatch them at every step possible. So that's going to be done by the people like yourself who are tuning in, who are aware of this cultural war that's taking place, and who are ready and willing to stand for truth and partner with the Montana Life Defense Fund to do that.
And Patrick, I love what you just said too, because, you know, we want to continue to outmatch them, because that is exactly what we have been doing. We have been outmatching them, and we want to continue to outmatch them. So if you have time, your time is so valuable. If you have time over the next 6 weeks up until June 21st, that's the deadline. They have 6 weeks. They haven't turned in a single signature yet, folks, not a single one. And they need more than 60,000. They haven't turned in a single one. They have 6 weeks. Look, that's about 10,000 signatures a week, folks, that they have to turn in, that have to be verified, every T crossed, every I dotted. We're going to make sure that actually happens. We're going to make sure the process has integrity. If you want to get involved, if you want to observe, if you want to make sure out there in the field that this process has integrity, get in touch with Patrick. Text LIFE to
406-599-8938.
And that's just one way to get involved, folks. Like Patrick said, you want to bake for a group, you want to host a signature verification party, a signature integrity party, you know, get in touch with us. If you want to pray for this effort, please do. Nothing's preventing you from doing that. We need prayer warriors out there. Folks, if you want to give to the cause, please do. Every dollar that you give to this cause will be used to defend the unborn here in Montana. And we're not giving up. We're not giving up, even if they do get the requisite signatures. We know that the fight's not over at that point. So every dollar that you give to this cause will be used to protect the unborn in Montana. And folks, we're getting wins around the country. We just got a win out in Maine, okay, where a similar constitutional referendum was struck down and prevented. And out in New York, we're getting wins where you would least expect it, where Planned Parenthood is being defeated and the unborn babies are having victories. So we can have that sort of victory here in Montana. Pray with us. Please support this effort. It's too important for the future of our state, for the future of our nation, for the next generation. Patrick, I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, the outcome of CI 128 will be decided by who wants it more. Do the people that want to kill the preborn and to radically change Montana? It will radically change Montana. This is not like just another ballot initiative. These things feel like they come and go, and you may feel like they largely have unaffected your life to this point. This is not like that. I've been involved in Montana politics for 13 years now, to some degree. I'm just doing different things, all types of different things. This is different than anything I've seen before. Who wants it more? Do they want it more? Because if they do, they'll win it. But if we want to protect life more, and we are willing to sacrifice our time and our finances for 6 weeks right now, that's what we're looking at. Let's do 6 weeks, yeah. 6 weeks of a little bit of sacrifice to show that we want this more than them, we'll defeat this thing. So it'll be decided in the heart of each person who knows what this fight is. And if you know what the fight is, we got to let other people know. We got to let other people know. We got to get plugged in. So please get involved. Text life to 406-599-8938.
Yeah, that's right, Patrick. This is different. This is different because, you know, just like the Roe versus Wade case back in 1973, it altered the course of American history, because from that moment, you had an entire generation of people growing up under the false understanding that abortion was a constitutional right. You had an entire generation of people that was ingrained in them. And now, you know, to deprogram that, you know, is a monumental effort that requires something bigger than either one of us. This is a God thing. It has to be one in hearts and minds. But if we don't want to see that happen again, we are doomed to repeat that if we don't learn from that history. And if we have this enshrined in our Constitution, will it be just one or two or three? How many generations in Montana will grow up with that understanding that Montana protects the right to abortion, that abortion is a right? That changes the course of Montana history for sure. We need to defend against that. So please, again, get involved. Thank you so much for your support all along the way. We wanted to get an update out to our listeners about where things stand with CI 128, where things stand on the path to victory to defend life. We can win this, folks. We can. We should. It's who wants it more. We can do this. We need your help. So thank you so much for your prayers and your support. Thank you for listening to the Family Matters podcast. We appreciate you. Thank you. God bless.